USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump was back on the campaign trail Saturday night, this time in Georgia to back the incumbent Republican senators in a pair of runoff elections. Senator Kelly Loeffler is facing off with Democratic challenger Raphael Warnock, while Senator David Perdue takes on John Ossoff. At a rally in Valdosta, Georgia, the president emphasized what he says is at stake in the runoffs.
At stake in this election is control of the U.S. Senate, and that really means control of this country. The voters of Georgia will determine which party runs every committee, writes every piece of legislation, controls every single taxpayer dollar. Very simply, you will decide whether your children will grow up in a socialist country or whether they will grow up in a free country.
President-elect Joe Biden said he would also campaign in Georgia for Ossoff and Warnock before Georgians head back to the polls on January 5th. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
A New York woman who was born during the Spanish flu pandemic has survived COVID. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News, Texas Bureau.
Her name is Angelina Friedman, and her recovery from coronavirus made national news back in the spring, yet she recently survived a second bout with the disease. Daughter Joanne Marola says her mom not only beat COVID at 101 years old, she's beaten it at 102, and she's no stranger to tough times. During the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic, Friedman was born on a passenger ship taking immigrants from Italy to New York City. Her mother died giving birth on that ship. Miss Friedman is in a nursing home now and first tested positive for COVID in mid-March, was clear in mid-April. With the latest positive diagnosis in late October, she was cleared on November 17th. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And the U.S. is ending 5 cultural exchange programs with China. As tensions between the two nations rise, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the programs were soft power propaganda tools and were paid for and operated by the Chinese government. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An aide to Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler has passed away in a car crash. Kenneth Burns has the story from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler did not attend a campaign rally with Vice President Mike Pence after getting word that a campaign aide died in a car crash. 20-year-old Harrison Deal was killed in a multi-vehicle wreck in South Georgia. Deal was also an intern for Senator David Perdue and a close family friend of Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. Kemp also scheduled to be at the Pence rally in Savannah. He did not attend. The vice president called Deal a truly wonderful young man in opening remarks at that rally. Loeffler called Deal a smart, bright, loving, loyal, and outstanding young man. The rally was supposed to boost Loeffler's runoff election bid to retain her Senate seat. She faces the Reverend Raphael Warnock.
Starting Sunday, two regions of California will fall under a stay-at-home order. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced earlier this week that regions of the Golden State would fall under that order when the area's ICU capacity fell below a certain threshold. The State Department of Public Health announced Saturday that the Southern California and San Joaquin Valley regions had crossed that threshold, and the three-week order would be enacted to slow the spread of coronavirus. A scheduled game between the top two college basketball programs in the nation was called off after one team had a player test positive for coronavirus. Number 1 Gonzaga and number 2 Baylor were set to play in Indianapolis on Saturday, but about 90 minutes before tip-off, one player and one staff member from Gonzaga tested positive for COVID, forcing the cancellation. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.